Fitton, Mueller never had a good faith basis to pursue President Trump. By Tom Fitton on April 1, 2019. The fizzling out of the corrupt Mueller investigation is a great victory for the rule of law in our constitutional republic. Here is the statement Judicial Watch issued in response to Attorney General Barr's initial summary of the special counsel's report. The long, national nightmare is over and President Trump has been vindicated. The corruptly created and constitutionally abusive Mueller investigation failed to find any evidence to support the big lie that the Trump campaign colluded with the Russian government. We're pleased that AG Barr rejected Mueller's attempt to smear President Trump with obstruction of justice innuendo by concluding that no such charges could be credibly sustained. Frankly, Mueller never had a valid basis upon which to investigate President Trump for obstruction of justice. Let's be clear, neither Mueller, the Obama FBI, DOJ, CIA, State Department, nor the deep state ever had a good faith basis to pursue President Trump on Russia collusion. Russia collusion wasn't just a hoax, it was criminal abuse. Which is why Judicial Watch has fought and will continue to fight for Russiagate documents in federal court. The targeting of President Trump served to protect Hillary Clinton and her enablers/co-conspirators in the Obama administration from prosecution. Attorney General Barr can begin restoring the credibility of the Justice Department by finally initiating a thorough investigation of the Clinton emails and related pay-to-play scandals and the abuses behind the targeting of President Trump. Judicial Watch has long called for the shutdown of the Mueller Special Counsel operation and has pursued dozens of Freedom of Information Act (FOIA) lawsuits in connection with the illicit targeting and other abuses of President Trump. Judicial Watch FOIA litigation exposed, for example, the Dossier-Based Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, FISA, warrant applications targeting President Trump. FBI payments to Christopher Steele. FBI firing of Steele. Extensive DOJ, or, collusion with Steele, Simpson, Fusion GPS. No court hearings by defrauded FISA courts before warrants were issued. Anti-Trump bias by Mueller Deputy Andrew Weissman. As you would expect, the Democrats are refusing to back down from their collusion lies. As I told the media this week, Judicial Watch must demand accountability for this attack on the Republic. Judicial Watch, not Congress nor the corrupt media, remains the best path forward for getting the full truth about the effort to overthrow President Trump, which is the worst corruption scandal in American history.